观众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。在距离2020年美国总统大选5个星期的时候，特朗普总统还有前副总统拜登进行了面对面的交锋。他们在他们的第一场辩论中互相展开猛烈的抨击。来看报道。
辩论开始还是温和的，但很快就成为在辩论话题上的激烈交锋。话题包括新冠病毒。这个大流行疫情在全球夺去了100万人的生命，美国有20多万人丧生。
The president has no plan. He hasn't laid out anything. He knew all the way back in February how serious this crisis was.
特朗普表示，他做出了有效的回应。
We got the gowns, we got the masks, we made the ventilators. You wouldn't have made ventilators, and now we're weeks away from a vaccine.
拜登抨击特朗普执意废除平价医疗法案，也叫奥巴马医保。这个法案为大约2000万人提供了医疗保险。特朗普说，该法律违反宪法，限制了消费者的选择。而拜登说，根据他提议的奥巴马医保扩大方案，选民可以保留其私人健保。
They can, they do, they will under my proposal.
双方都插嘴对方陈述时，交流的作用迅速消退了。
Obamacare is no good. We made it better.
特朗普指责拜登追求医学社会化。另一个争议点是，特朗普选择填补美国最高法院因金斯伯格大法官这个自由派偶像去世而空缺的席位。特朗普提名保守派法官艾米科尼巴雷特，开启了确认程序。而这时许多州已经开始投票，对此拜登说，11月的胜选者才应该填补金斯伯格的席位。
The American people have a right to have a say in who the Supreme Court nominee is.
特朗普回应说，不管时间如何，任命替代者是他的职责。
We won the election and therefore we have the right to choose her.
一位特朗普竞选官员表示，他对这次辩论感到满意。
I think what viewers saw was President Trump, who was in command of every moment of the debate, and I think they saw a weak Joe Biden, who was put on his heels most of the time, spent a lot of time looking around for assistance from the moderator.
分析人士猛烈抨击了无序的场面。
When Biden spoke, so many times he would get 10, 20, 30 seconds into a coherent point.And then he'd be interrupted over and over and over again by the president. So to ask who won the debate is almost meaningless because the president made sure there actually was no presidential debate as we have come to know them.
在这第一轮辩论结束后，预定10月还有2次辩论。美国之音奥萨利文，洛杉矶报道。
星期二晚上举行的首场2020年美国总统大选辩论上，特朗普还有拜登就新冠疫情以及中国议题展开交锋。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
9月29号星期二的晚上，第一场的2020美国总统大选的电视辩论会在俄亥俄州的克利夫兰举办，由福克斯新闻网的主播华莱士主持。在谈论到新冠疫情的时候呢，两位候选人都谈到了中国。前副总统拜登还是批评说，特朗普总统并没有在新冠疫情的初期就向中国国家主席习近平要求让美国专家前往武汉调查疫情的情况，反而还称赞了中国对于疫情的处理。我们看一下拜登在这个辩论会上怎么说。
200,000 dead. As you said, over 7 million infected in the United States. We in fact have 5%, 4% of the world's population, 20% of the deaths. 40,000 people a day are contracting COVID. In addition to that,About between 750 and 1,000 people today are dying. When he was presented with that number, he said, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is. The president has no plan.
针对拜登的批评，特朗普总统也马上做出了回应。
If we would have listened to you, the country would have been left wide open. Millions of people would have died, not 200,000. And one person is too much. It's China's fault. It should have never happened.They stopped it from going in, but it was China's fault. And by the way, when you talk about numbers, you don't know how many people died in China.
You don't know how many people died in Russia. You don't know how many people died in India. They don't exactly give you a straight count, just so you understand.
特朗普总统同时也说呢，他将会继续的举办这个造势的大型的聚会。那么他之前的聚会呢，有3万-4万人参加，都没有出现负面的影响。接下来还有2场的总统候选人电视辩论会，而主办的总统选举辩论委员会星期三发出了声明，说在经历过星期二的辩论会之后，接下来的辩论会将会在结构上以及规则上有所更改，来确保辩论会能够顺利进行。而副总统选举人的辩论会呢，将在下个星期三，也就是10月7号，在犹他州大学举办。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
在美国总统大选中，俄亥俄州的地位至关重要。在过去的半个多世纪里，赢下了俄亥俄州的候选人最终都成功入主白宫。俄亥俄州是传统的制造业大州，而目前新冠疫情引发了就业还有经济危机，如何获得更多的工作机会也成为了俄亥俄州选民关注的话题。此外，选民们也提到了新冠疫情的处理问题。接下来我们就去看一看俄亥俄州的选民怎么说。
For me, it is going to be Biden and Harris team. The reason why is I think they're for the people and they're for the country and they speak for everyone and not just one particular race. We should have been shut down as the United States. We should have been shut down, not just in pockets. Other countries, how do they manage to shut down and isolate and keep the numbers down? And our numbers are steady rising.I don't understand. I think had he had knowledge, which I do believe he did, the country would be in a much better position had we shut down.
Do you think Biden would have done a better job?
I think he would have executed something far quicker than Trump.
Well, I do care about jobs, but we have to remember that the jobs, really, the improvement in our job situation started with the Obama era.Back in 2009. Same with the economy. It's kind of a continuation. Trump likes to take responsibility for that, and really, he can't really take the total responsibility. The other thing that I would like to point out is that his management of this whole pandemic is absolutely terrible.
In the history of Cleveland, because Cleveland is a manufacturing-based town, and I don't feel like... A lot of the manufacturing jobs are going to come back, regardless of who's in charge, you know, who the president is. There's nothing that's going to change my mind. I mean, whatever the alternative is good.
We're Americans, okay? His policy is America first. Does he help other people? Yes. But you wouldn't feed your neighbor and let your kids starve, would you? No, because that's stupid. He wants to help America first. If somebody needs help after the ventilators and everything happened in America, he is more than willing to send to other countries and help them. China lied. They knew, excuse me, what the hell they were doing.Okay, they allowed people to come here that were sick, that were not well, and infect us. And because of that, that's where we are. But it's no different than SARS and Zika and all of these other things. We will survive. We will.
The things I love most is that President Trump is for creating jobs, Kala. He wants to deregulate. I'm a small business owner. I've been a business owner for 20 years. He wants to take regulations off of companies and let us do what we need to do. And that way we can create jobs, which helps all Americans, not just the elite or that type of thing.
特朗普总统拒绝承诺接受选举结果，他说他十分担心邮寄投票可能会引发选举舞弊，而他的民主党对手拜登则表示，他鼓励选民们用合适自己的方式参加投票。
特朗普总统拒绝承诺接受选举结果，他说担心邮寄投票将导致欺诈性选举，他的民主党对手拜登则鼓励选民根据适合自己的方式参加投票。辩论双方对11月3日大选的可靠性描绘了一幅完全不同的图画。拜登敦促选民投票，不要被特朗普的话吓倒，他说可能不会承认败选。特朗普对邮件投票和大选的可靠性一直表示怀疑，但是他没有提出证据。
They're being sold. They're being dumped in rivers. This is a horrible thing for our country.
There is no. This is not. There is no.
This is not going to end well.
There is
okay.
No
this is not going
Vice
to
President
end well.
Biden.
Show up and vote. You will determine the outcome of this election. Vote, vote, vote. Vote whatever way is the best way for you, because you will, he cannot stop you from being able to determine the outcome of this election.
游戏投票和其他话题一样，都有双方激烈的争论。在重叠和交错的发言中，主持人宣布首场2020总统辩论就此结束。
Gentlemen, you say that's the end of it. This is the end of this debate.
Honest ballot count.
We're going to leave it there.
专家们一再表示，在邮件投票中没有普遍的欺诈迹象，甚至在新冠疫情大流行之前，完全靠邮递系统进行投票的五个州也是如此。美国之音新闻报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三敦促梵蒂冈对中国侵犯宗教自由的行为进行批判，他表示天主教会应该站在捍卫基本人权的第一线。他还敦促梵蒂冈方面重新考虑与北京续签主教任命协议一事。来看报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥在意大利罗马的两天访问包括了与意大利和梵蒂冈官员的会面。周三他在参加梵蒂冈的一场以外交努力促进与保护宗教自由的教廷研讨会时发表讲话，猛烈抨击了中国的人权记录。
Nowhere, however, nowhere is religious freedom under assault more than it is inside of China today.That's because, as with all communist regimes, the Chinese Communist Party deems itself the ultimate moral authority. An increasingly repressive CCP, frightened by its own lack of democratic legitimacy, works day and night to snuff out the lamp of freedom, especially religious freedom, on a horrifying scale.
据报道，教宗方济各将与中国续签有关主教任命的临时协议。蓬佩奥本月19日已经公开反对，称中共当局践踏宗教信仰的情况愈发严重。他说，如果中共成功与天主教会续签协议，将更有底气地蔑视人权。蓬佩奥是一名福音派基督徒，他一直把自己塑造成宗教自由的代表。在过去，他还曾指称中国的维吾尔人和其他穆斯林少数群体受到宗教迫害。教宗方济各以时间点太接近美国大选为由，决定不与到访的蓬佩奥见面。美国之音为您报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥下周将访问亚洲三国，在美中关系不断恶化之际，此行被认为是蓬佩奥谋求与亚洲的盟友以及伙伴国巩固关系的一次重要访问。
国务院9月29日的新闻稿说，国务卿蓬佩奥将从10月4日至8日访问日本、蒙古和韩国。在访问东京时，蓬佩奥将出席美国、澳、印、日组成的四边合作机制外长会议，以便在安全和经济问题上共同抗衡中国而实施的。发言人奥特斯加说，蓬佩奥还将与日本相关官员就共同关注的议题举行会谈。日本新任首相菅义伟上任时说，他将继续执行其首相安倍晋三的政策，包括与美国保持牢固的关系。自从去年7月蓬佩奥访问泰国以来，这是他首次访问亚洲。美国众议院共和党中国工作小组组长麦克·麦克尔说，美台贸易谈判将是一项重要的外交政策宣示，有助于就新冠病毒大流行问题向中国追究责任。路透社9月30日的一篇报道引用麦克尔的话说，这个问题大致已经在他们的视野之内，这里的他们指的是特朗普行政当局和白宫的贸易谈判代表莱特希泽。据报道，周三晚些时候，国会中国工作小组将会发布一份报告，其中列出了400项建议，而美台贸易协议则是其中之一。据统计，去年美台双边贸易额为855亿美元。2019年，台湾是美国的第14大出口市场。
随着新冠病毒疫苗的研发进入了最后冲刺的阶段，各国对于疫苗的关注还有期待也越来越多。与此同时，各国对于疫苗产量的期待也形成了舆论甚至是政治压力，美中两国之间更是呈现显而易见的竞争态势。那么究竟谁会是赢家？而面临这场中国要负主要责任的新冠疫情，究竟怎么才算赢？我们一起来看本期的热搜解码。
新冠疫情持续蔓延的今天，世界似乎从未如此期盼一款安全有效的疫苗来结束这场战役，但事情似乎比想象的要复杂得多。全球共有100多种新冠疫苗在各个阶段的测试当中，进入第3期临床实验的近10款疫苗中， 中国的这四款疫苗虽然都还没有完成三期临床实验，但已在七月启动了紧急使用计划，对数十万人接种了疫苗，这是有悖于科学规范操作的。这么拼速度，一方面是为了要降低疫情复燃的风险，另一方面也不免为了在疫苗竞赛中抢先。中国因为是病毒的发源地，以及早期的处理不当而频频被其他国家指责，以及有效的疫苗或许可以缓解其他国家对中国的追责压力。据纽约时报报道，中国国企中石油的部分员工成为小白鼠，接种研发中的新冠疫苗。他们被告知已有的临床实验数据显示了产品的安全性，然而关于疫苗副作用以及这样的做法有违操作规范的解释信息却不够透明。研制疫苗的中国医药集团和科兴生物公司都表示，有员工和家属已经接种他们的实验性疫苗。中国军队也获批紧急使用另一款实验中的新冠疫苗，虽说都是志愿行为，但国企员工和军人是否会出于压力参与接种就不得而知了。专家认为，这样非规范操作获得的数据并不能用于疫苗的评估，而且存在实验疫苗接受者可能放弃其他保护措施等风险。不过中国媒体上却大肆宣扬紧急使用的疫苗无一人感染来鼓舞人心，但外界却无法核实真相。还有评论人士担心会有其他国家在缺少可靠数据的前提下就使用中国疫苗，阿联酋就已批准紧急使用中国医药集团的新冠疫苗。而在美国方面，特朗普总统也在争分夺秒。
100 million vaccine doses.
他表示，美国将在今年底前发放1亿支疫苗，明年四月之前将有足够的疫苗提供给全美国民众。这与疾控中心的说法并不完全一致，也引发总统大选民主党竞争者前副总统拜登的批评。
But I don't trust Donald Trump.
但专业人士依旧坚持，疫苗需要经过科学严谨的实验流程，并遵守伦理道德制约。
I can't say strongly enough that the decisions about how this vaccine is going to be evaluated and assessed is going to be based on science. Otherwise, the public would not be expected to trust us.
同时，与中国不同的是，美国社会对疫苗研发的伦理准则给予高度的关注，比如是否将囚犯群体纳入疫苗的临床实验，以及如何避免强制性的利用这个群体。而对于美国社会长期存在的反对疫苗的人群，政府也不能强迫他们接种新冠疫苗。当然，疫苗上市后如何分配也将是一个重要问题。美国社会正在探讨如何制定出符合伦理道德、能照顾到不同群体乃至不同国家的疫苗分配方案。而这种公开透明的多观点讨论在中国或许并不多见。以上就是我们这期节目的内容，下次再见。头条往往是民主党还有共和党总统候选人的天下，但是竞选美国总统的并不只是他们两人。而在近年的总统大选之中，所谓的第三党派的候选人也发挥了重要的作用。
在争夺白宫宝座的竞赛，众所周知的是，特朗普总统以共和党身份竞选连任，而和他竞争的是前副总统乔拜登，一个民主党成员。比较不为人所知的是，还有其他人代表其他党派竞选美国总统。
The Peace and Freedom Party, the American Independent Party, they really, but people really often don't know who these parties are.
代表较小党派竞选的人通常被称为第三党候选人。在2020年的总统竞选，来自比较有名气的第三党的两个候选人包括自由党的乔根森和绿党的豪伊霍金斯。另一个第三党候选人是上了头条新闻的说唱歌手坎耶韦斯特。
The most puzzling campaign, but the one that's gathered the most attention for his party, the birthday party.He's often talked about religion openly in his raps, and so he might appeal to more religiously conservative voters.
第三党的候选人虽然通常不被视为认真的竞选总统者，但他们在变动的选情中仍可发挥作用。一个例子是特朗普和民主党的希拉里·克林顿在2016年的竞选。
There's no question in 2016 that the third party candidates hurt Hillary Clinton. All the exit polling showed that the votes that they were casting.The third party candidates were votes that otherwise would have gone to the Democrats.
2016 was a year in which there are a lot of Americans looking at Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton weren't thrilled with either choice and they cast one of these protest votes.
不过专家们同意2020年的选举不一样。
It's very clear now that the stakes are so high that either Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be the next president and nobody wants to throw their vote away. And so we're seeing those third party candidates polling at a lot lower numbers.
克林顿可能因为某些美国人对他的看法而在2016年流失了一些选票给第三党候选人。但拜登并不面临同样的看法问题。
Hillary Clinton was seen as a darling of Wall Street and of you know, high finance andthese global trade deals that didn't give enough attention to the lives of working class people in blue collar jobs across America. I think Joseph Biden is from a working class background from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I think he can connect with that demographic even if he's associated with some of those trade deals.
大流行病还妨碍了第三党候选人在2020年大选赢得支持，因为他们很难亲自参与竞选宣传，第三党候选人也没有购买大型电视广告宣传所需的资金。
The absence of third-party candidates that are strong this year, should benefit the Democrats.
但就如2016年的选举结果证明，总统选举可能非常难以预料。美国之音记者李爱玲报道。
美国内战时期的雕塑一直是近年来各方争议的话题，而最近殖民时期的人物也成了被检讨的对象。
Father Sarah was the man who came in the 1700s to start establishing those missions all along Alta California. Here we were the workforce. They were told you're going to build this for us and you're going to change your way of life.It was a very detrimental time for us. It changed us completely and in fact left us to the point of near extinction. People are arguing that he isn't responsible for the cruelties and punishments and rape and genocide, but he was knowledgeable. He was, and as an iconic figure of that time period, he represents all of that. We want the city of Ventura to remove the statue.Good to see you, Father Tom. I came to you first because this is a symbol of your devotion and of the Catholic community that's here. It belongs to all of you.
It's one thing that our church and society has failed to do is to give proper recognition and reconciliation. But it's your land and your ancestors built that mission.We feel that it's probably time to relocate the statue, but we want to do it with due process, with nonviolence, something that can be replicated in other communities.
But ultimately, it is the City of Ventura's council that will ultimately make the decision to remove the statue.
Shame on you for not standing up for the citizens of Ventura. Not standing up for your faith.
We have nothing to be ashamed about him. He just loves the human people. He was here to help them. He just un
Yes, he was a religious leader, but he's also the founder of our town, a great founder.
I agree. It's a very...
And that's why he belongs here in front of the city hall.
We went through the correct process. The council made a decision. And that's why we have an elected body, is to make those decisions.
Just because a big mob that threatens violence does not make it, oh, we must give in to them immediately. What if I start threatening violence? Will you give in to me? No, you never would. You only give in to them.
Where people are saying that taking the statue down removes history. No, we're making history. This is the first time something like this has happened. in agreement with some type of social justice and advocacy for the mistreatment of the Native American people, which can lead to the discussions of the inequality of people lesser than or presumed to be lesser than in the way they were treated through racism, through financial disadvantages, for housing disadvantages, all those things that this statue could represent and maybe make positive changes for people to treat people as human beings, as every right to enjoy this place of freedom that we call America and justice for all.
三个国家，三种不同的音乐传统，一个共同的梦想。这是一个由白俄罗斯、乌克兰还有美国阿巴拉契亚地区的民间艺术家组成的音乐合作项目。但是这样一个纯粹的音乐项目在现实中却遭遇了阻碍。
音乐项目斯拉瓦拉契亚是由来自三个不同国家的音乐家组成，但他们有共享的乡村音乐根源，是一个独特的合作实验。这个音乐项目是一年多前开始的，当时一个文化活动经理纳泽亚·伊尔科维奇邀请了一个白俄罗斯的民间音乐家希尔鲁克·杜胡绍在俄亥俄州大学表演。
Musicians from Brother Hill and Hill Spirits band, a local folk band, they attended this event and they fell in love with Belarusian traditional music, with Slavic traditions, and after the concert they jammed for 7 hours in a row. During this jam, they layered up tunes, Appalachian tunes with Belarusian traditional tunes, and they find out that it's like perfectly fit with each other. So, and someone said, this is Slavalacha, so this is Slavic and Appalachian.
后来，音乐家们邀请一个乌克兰民间乐队加入这个项目。经过许多次远程演奏之后，今年一月，这个美国乐队访问白俄罗斯和乌克兰的时候，他们第一次会面。他们的经历被拍摄下来，后来成为纪录片《通往斯拉瓦拉契亚之路》的一部分。
We had a lot of plans with Slavalacha project for this August, so we had to go to Belarus to perform for art residency, where all three bands are making together performance and then perform the Sprava festival. But coronavirus and then elections in Belarus interrupted our plans. So, and in the end of July, we saw this news from Belarus, where they already tried to suppress protests.
为了支持白俄罗斯人民，这些音乐家远程录制了翻唱1930年代美国抗议活动的代表作《你站在哪一边》。他们保留了一些原来的歌词，但也改编了部分，并译成三种语言。
For us, it was really important to have this song in three languages at the same time, so the world and we all can feel that we are together despite of our differences, languages or distance.
这首歌在八月白俄罗斯总统选举期间，可以在华盛顿特区的白俄罗斯大使馆附近听到。在白俄罗斯街头进行和平抗议期间也听得到。这些音乐家说，尽管大流行病给音乐行业带来了未知数和混乱，但现在是创作一些新作品的好时机。
Music is the voice of a revolution. So right now as an artist, if you're really wanting to impact or take a part in social change, this is the time that artists dream of, to be able to make pieces that are relevant to a movement.Mm-hmm. Relevant to activism, relevant to what you're fighting for.
音乐家说，他们的主要目标是要提醒人们传统的重要，而这个目标现在已经转变为告诉别人，音乐可以克服语言障碍和文化差异。尽管有边界和距离，艺术家仍可以尝试创作新的事物。美国之音记者布鲁斯华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。